Hey, I'm Lindsay. Thank you so much for tuning in to WNRN. I'm here chatting with Lael Neal. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. It's so nice to be chatting here with you today. And you're kind of just up the road from us here at WNRN. Our station is located in Charlottesville, and you are in Orange,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yep. It's a good hour's drive from here.
It's an hour. Wow. See, I'm so bad at geography. I thought it was a half an hour. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's old country roads, kind of, and I'm a little bit on the outskirts of town, so that's partly why. It's the big city. Coming in here is a big deal for me.
And you've been there for a while, and you actually made your new record at home. It's titled Acquainted with Night. It's absolutely stunning. Congrats on that release.
Thank you.
And your first release on Sub Pop too, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, it feels, I keep having to pinch myself, kind of.
And this record is so unique. You recorded it in just a really interesting way. So you used a four-track cassette and an omnichord, and it's just such a beautiful love letter to the omnichord as an instrument. So I'm wondering what influenced you to really focus on that instrument while making this record.
Yeah, I had kind of been searching for the perfect sound for a really long time, and I stumbled upon this YouTube video of a very strange kind of sound ambient song, and I could not figure out what the instrument was that was playing on it, and so I took it around to a bunch of music friends, and finally one of them figured out that it was an instrument called the Novachord, which was built in the 1940, I think. And there are only about 200 left.
Wow.
So he was like, it's going to be really difficult to find that. But here, in the meantime, borrow this omnichord. And I just saw this little dinky thing in a plastic case, and I was so just unimpressed by it. And I kind of put it in my corner when I got home. And in a couple of days, I pulled it out and started playing it. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is the instrument I've been kind of waiting for my whole life, is how it felt. And it was it's laid out so simply that I was actually able to just immediately, anyone could pick it up and start playing it. So it kind of opened up this whole new realm of songwriting for me, which was really exciting. So in addition to the actual sound and texture and tone of it, it was also a songwriting instrument for me. That opened up a whole new realm.
And your songwriting is just so timeless, and it has been with your previous records, but especially on this. And I know that you strike me as someone who uses technology when it like needs to be used, but it's not necessarily like you're reaching for it. And so in your music, I love how there's no time markers, there's no anachronisms, and that's so cool that you kind of like, you could listen to your record in 50 years and you maybe couldn't tell when it's from. And that's so special.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of that's definitely what I was intentionally going for with it, was for the album kind of to live outside of time. Because that's what's most compelling to me as a person, is to kind of use technology as a tool, and it's been an incredible tool for us now, but but that it actually, the limitlessness of it can be really limiting in a
Definitely.
Weird way, because you kind of start to sound like other people, or you know, it's very strange. I can't really wrap my head around why it feels that way to me, but it's also so much. Feels like such a different experience, and so much warmer to be creating music without a computer screen near you.
Or wow!
Something,
yeah,
like that. And so I think all of that contributed to making an album that sounds like it's a little bit outside of time. So thank you for for noting that.
Of course. And that's why we've been loving Spinning for No One for Now here on WNRN. It just really struck us as just truly a piece like no other. And I'd love for us to take a listen to For No One For Now. For No One For Now on WNRN. And so with your new album and also with the visuals for your album as well, I was just really struck by sonics of visuals, and it reminded me a lot of Francois Hardy. And so I'm wondering, what were some of the things that you were listening to or consuming at the time when you were making this? Because it truly is, and the visuals are so different from your previous work. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, well, it's funny that you mentioned Francois Hardy. I think especially for the first video for Every Star Shivers in the Dark, that was kind of this 1960s aesthetic a little bit for the video. But what I was listening to when I was making the album, I was really into actually strangely instrumental music, and Ethiopian specifically, and there's an Ethiopian nun called Emahoy Sege Miriam Gebrau. I think I'm saying that correctly. And she's a piano artist, and she just has these beautiful instrumental compositions. And so I'd been listening to that a lot, and I feel like actually the kind of entering into that world was timeless for me, and that was kind of creating this spaciousness around my writing too, and I wasn't kind of bogged down by words. I really love music with words, obviously, and I love words, but I think in terms, I definitely notice when I'm writing, I'm actually not listening to music with words as much. So I was listening to stuff like that and classical music, and then I think in terms of the aesthetic seeming a certain way, that kind of came with other limitations that I had, which included discovering my Sony Handycam from high school in my parents' basement. And I was like, well, I don't have, I'm stuck in rural Virginia. Nobody's, you know, hanging out. I don't know anyone who can help me make a music video, so I'm going to have to do this myself. And so fortunately, that thing still worked. And I was able to just kind of make the videos on the farm.
That's so cool.
thank you. I'm glad you think so. I was kind of like, God, this is going to be like high school, like, you know, 12th grade project type looking thing. So I'm glad you think I was able to kind of reach beyond that.
No, definitely. And I think especially during the pandemic, I feel like all of us, no matter where we are, kind of are longing for somewhere that's really in the middle of nowhere, and someone that's somewhere that's so like idyllic, and it really transports you. And so you kind of relocated back to Virginia at the start of the pandemic from LA. And so you essentially have almost gone through two summers in Virginia. And one of my favorite songs on your record is Sliding Doors and Warm Summer Roses. And I love how it's so gorgeous yet has that melancholiness that I feel kind of slowly lurks in summer. So I'm wondering, does summer kind of make you feel that way too? Or is there a certain time when you've been like on your family's farm that has felt the hardest since being home?
Well, I think that the feeling from that song kind of comes from the it would probably be summer's end to me, where it's like it's still very hot and long and drawn out, but you know the roses are dying and it's kind of like, oh, there's a change that's coming. And so the end of summer has always been pretty melancholy for me, because I felt so free during the summer times, and then you have the clenching feeling of going back into the prison house of school, you know, the school system. So that's kind of, yeah, I mean, especially being back here at home and on my family's farm, it definitely brings to mind those kind of feelings of the melancholy of summer's end. And
when you were in LA, you were working at a coffee shop, correct?
Yes, I was.
And I've read that you really enjoyed those interactions with these people who maybe you saw like once a week or once a day. And I related to that so much because I feel like at the start of the pandemic, I really missed my family and then my friends and then my acquaintances, people that I see, but I have like meaningful interactions that are comfortable, right? Where you know you're going to see someone every day. And with performing, I feel like a big part of, you know, being an artist is getting to share music with other people. So how has it felt really not been able to kind of go out and perform yet?
Yeah. Well, I think that's been kind of the most difficult adaptation I've had to make in moving out here again, is I became so used to being fed by those interactions with strangers, and more on a day-to-day basis of just walking down to the coffee shop and waving to neighbors and meeting a bunch of people for very brief moments that actually had such huge impact on me every single day. It was very meaningful to me to have that. And then in terms of playing, of course, that's a whole nother way of connecting with people that actually can be a little bit intense.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, whoa, this person's kind of like, they come up to me after the show and they're kind of laying their heart out.
Yeah, true.
And that's beautiful. I mean, that is really special. And I feel so honored to be able to hear people and to kind of make people feel comfortable enough that they can bring that to me, even though it can be intense sometimes. But yes, that's definitely something that feels like I really do believe that that's going to be what brings us back together, is that we all need that sense of communion with strangers and kind of being able to, you know, be purely honest with someone you come up to, because I think that happens a lot more with strangers than with people you know.
Totally, totally. And two, what you said about people like feeling comfortable enough to come up to you. I feel like I'm someone who definitely likes to do that within reason, right?
Yeah.
Or like tell someone, oh, I really love your outfit or whatever, or say
exactly.
something. And I think now with the pandemic, we're all like scared of each other. And I think going to a show with people, it can be really, especially seeing certain kinds of performers, you know, it can be a little scary to be there. But I think it's going to do us good to all see live music together safely.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, that's where we're headed back. And I think that's just inevitable. We kind of have to do that. We're social beings.
Definitely. And speaking of live music, do you have any plans or anything forthcoming in the future you'd like to mention or talk about?
Well, you know, nothing official set in stone, but there's definitely movement toward doing some opening slots potentially across the country here, and then there was a festival in Europe, in Denmark. And so there's talk about going overseas. So
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm chomping at the bit to do that.
That is so exciting. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. It was great.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lindsay.
Lael Neal's new record, Acquainted with Night, is out now. I'd love to leave you with this song from her new record. It's Sliding Doors and Warm Summer Roses on WNRN.
Screened in porch too.